This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 257. It took 210 episodes, but Panda finally watches Air Gear. Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Hello and welcome to another episode of our awesome podcast.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
How goes? Did you have a good week?
It was okay.
I had a decent week.
It didn't suck.
Well, here's the thing. I usually think that a week that doesn't suck equals win.
But
because so many weeks are full of suck and they don't eat.
But like, say your day or like your week, like it didn't suck, but it wasn't like great either. So it was like meh.
Yeah. Well, then say my week was meh.
My week was meh.
You know, there's always hope for next week. You can kick it off with this podcast episode, and right there
on Monday
makes it infinitely better.
Monday.
Yes. It's better than Sunday fun day or something like that. I don't
know. I've never known Sunday to be a fun day.
No, because that's usually forced family time day.
Oh. You had to remind me.
I did. Ugh. But that's okay because
today's Monday, so we've already done it. Yay!
Woo! We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. And by all kinds, I mean there's game stuff and anime. It's the best of both worlds this week. Woot woot! I'm going to kick it off. I actually have a question for you, Pandalicious. I have a question for you.
Is it something that I could answer?
We're going to find out.
Oh, damn it.
So, talking with some friends this week about games.
Wait, you have friends?
You know what? I hope you get hit in the face with a dick with a disease. Yeah, I just said that.
Could it be like laughing disease?
That's how much you hurt me.
That was so funny.
That's how much you hurt me
right
here.
Oh, stop it. You have friends. I know you have friends. So you were talking with your friends.
Yes, I was. Friends. I have them. Surprise! Yes.
So you were talking to your friends.
And we were talking about retro gaming versus gaming today. And one of my friends actually just finished refinishing his basement to kind of turn it into a man cave and game room.
Can they be the same thing?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, if you're not into gaming, then you'd just have a man cave that would have no gaming. So it would just be a man cave.
So would it have like a grill and your pornos in it?
I mean, it just depends on how well you ventilate. We're getting off track here. So we're talking about, you know, his man cave. And one of the things, and game room. And one of the things he was talking about was that he was actually going to hook up his Atari 2600. Because he still has one. And we got on the tangent of retro gaming and, you know, he asked the question, you know, how did you get started in gaming? Like, do you remember your first game? And I don't think we've ever, like, really, really dive into first game, first loves and, you know, the retro stuff. And with things like game room and, you know, all the downloadable stuff that you'll be able to do, you know, especially for those people who bought a 3DS at, you know, the mucho.
Yeah.
But the fact that the solvent for Nintendo was to throw a bunch of retro games, basically, at users who bought the 3DS at the higher price rate. You know, The Legend of Zelda, the original, the Super Mario game, Ice Climbers, you know, stuff like that. The question that he asked of, you know, retro games versus games today is, you know, which do you prefer? Like, if you could go back, you know, and have every system that you've ever had,
right?
And every game that you ever had on that system, if you don't already have it now, and the systems that you have today, which would you want to play more?
Oh, that's...
And I'll tell you what my answer was.
Okay, so wait, you're asking me first?
Yeah, I'm asking you first, Panda.
Okay, well, this is going to make me seem so young.
Let's get really?
It.
Really?
Because, I mean, my basis of gaming, I think it's really weird because I think you played games before I even started playing
games.
Yes,
I did.
So I might have seen you playing, you know, these older systems and just never knew what they were, and it didn't register to me. I remember, I think my first actual console that I remember really actively looking for games for was my Sega Genesis, even though I know you had a Nintendo and a Super NES.
Yep.
So I played those consoles, but they were not particularly my consoles.
Right.
So, I mean, I think what? I think I had a Sega Game Gear, too, because I was trying to do something completely opposite of you.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm going to have to say that since that's the only one I can actually full on remember being my first actual my console versus your console.
Right.
But, I mean, I played a lot of the Mario games off of your console. So, I think my first experiences were with Super Mario, but with my own console, my first experiences were Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And if I still had, I mean, I think I still actually have my 16-bit Genesis.
Dude, I know the Genesis is upstairs someplace, and also, at minimum, your Game Gear, because you had the blue one.
Yes, I know exactly where that is.
So.
It's in the room of trash.
It's in the room.
It's in a desk, concealed in the room of trash. So, like, it's in a desk, but the desk is underneath all the trash. So it's preserved and
it's just waiting rediscovery.
Like, yeah, the Ark like, of the Covenant. Oh my God!
Yes. Like the Ark of the Covenant in the Indiana Jones movie.
More or less.
Mm-hmm.
But, and if I thought back now to all the games that I had from my Sega Genesis versus the consoles that I have today, I would probably still stick with my consoles for today because I was really big into Disney back then. So, I mean, I played like the fuck out of Aladdin. And Little Mermaid.
Oh my God.
All those Disney games. Like, I played all of those. And, I mean, obviously my Sonic the Hedgehogs, but, I mean, you can get all those games in the Sega collection that's, like, for the PS3, and I think you can actually get some of them on the Xbox now, too. So, I mean, the games that I would really, really, really want, I don't need for my retro console because they are now ported over to my newer now consoles. So, would I go back? I don't think so. I think I would stick with my console
for
today.
But if you could only play the games for today on the consoles of today, and you could only play the games from yesteryear on the systems of yesteryear, and you could have them all.
Consoles of today. I would.
Interesting.
Like I said, I don't, for that particular console, like if I got my Sega Genesis back with all my for one, I would probably get really pissed at Aladdin. Like, I knew everything about that game when I played it, because I played it religiously. You know.
I know.
But I can imagine myself now trying to go back and doing that and be like, what the fuck was I on that led me to the proper logic or the abnormal logic that got me to beat the carpet level? I remember the carpet level. You had to navigate Aladdin to get through it before the lava.
I was just thinking about the carpet level.
And that took me forever to get. And I think the last time I got it, I think I was just in game coma. Because I don't physically remember saying continue.
You were in the zone.
Like, I was wired in.
You were like the wizard.
I was gamed in. And
you're like princess.
And now, thinking about that, I'm like, I think it starts up. I think it was up, up, down, 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 up, down, up, rock. Nope, don't think I want to go through that. Give me a gun.
So,
give me
no Wolfenstein, no Duke Nukem.
No. I played Wolfenstein. I think I played Wolfenstein on our Uncle Esh's computer back in the day. So, nope, I don't need Wolfenstein. I don't need Duke Nukem. Fuck Echo the Dolphin, but I've stressed that enough on several other episodes. Fuck that dolphin. Fuck that squid. And, oh, my family's gone. So be it. American Tail, I'll live it up. I don't need to find
here's the thing. There are no cats in America and the streets
are
paved
no...
with cheese.
Wasn't there a saying that the Italians said the America paved with gold?
I don't know. We're not going down that road. I don't know.
No, there was one.
Like, you know what?
But
this is not that podcast. We're not going down this road.
Okay.
We've gotten in trouble when we've gone down these roads before. Okay? And you're the one who wants positive iTunes comments, so let's
I don't want to pander to only get positive comments.
Well, you weren't happy with the negative ones.
Well, no, because someone thought that I wasn't politically sound and I was just making a joke.
Anyway, let's get back on track.
Yeah, all right, anime and games.
All right, so you said game today, consoles today, games today.
Yeah, I would say that for me. And I know you're probably thinking, retro, I would go back. Way back to the console of
You're wrong. I said games of today.
Are you serious?
I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But you're so...
And don't get me wrong.
You're so vintage.
It's the thing that, like, surprised him, too, when I answered the question. But here's the reason why.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I love the vintage games. I really do.
Like, they're your shit.
A joystick should, in my mind, should always be a simple stick and one button. If you need more than that, you're doing it wrong, okay? I've said that before. However, the thing about the games of yesterday and today is that in order to play with anybody else, you had to go to an arcade.
Or you go to somebody's house.
We had very few friends that had consoles.
No, that's why I think our parents had several kids, so that you wouldn't have to go to other people's houses.
Pretty much, because we weren't allowed to do that anyway.
Yeah, no, but like, play with your sister.
So anyway, exactly. Here's the person.
That's why we had another one, so that you wouldn't have to leave the house.
Exactly. Play. No outside. But when you think about it, you know, you either had to go to an arcade, where you would meet, you know, random people or your friends and play at the arcade, and you would have a limited time, you know, feeding quarters into a machine. Or
my parents only gave me $5.
You had to make those quarters fucking last, man.
Make them last forever.
All right. Pole position was the shit because you only had to pay a quarter. If you had a system, you could have friends over, but it was still a person-to-person ratio. You didn't have a lot of games for the longest time.
You could have Mad with 256 versus 256 or whatever.
Exactly.
The was.
You don't.
So it was really 16 times 6. It was like 16 games versus another 16 games.
Right. But still, I mean, that's an amazing amount of people actually interacting together at the same time on the same map. You know, you don't have that cooperative thing that is just second nature to us now in games that you did back then. It was either a you and the game and the quest, and that's why it was epic, or, you know, it was you versus a friend and like a fighter, you know, but that was it. You know, a lot of games were single player. So it was just you and the quest. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy that sometimes. But what I really enjoy about gaming right now is when I do get to play with new people, either through the internet for multiplayer for, you know, things that I enjoy, like fighters and, you know, occasionally an FPS, although I'm still horrible at them. So I'm just letting you know, if I'm on your team, don't count on me for anything, because I'm the stupid person that's running into the wall thinking that I'm looking at one screen
that's mine. The first time I think I played Modern Warfare with people, I was playing a multiplayer map with a lot of people from the All Games community, and they're like, where the heck is Lydia Esh? Like, where'd she go? And I thought that, like, when things were going really good and there was a whole bunch of skeletons on the screen, like, skeleton heads, like, that's where the killing was going on. And I was like, guys, I'm, like, surrounded by, like, skulls. Aren't you guys here? And, like, those are where all the dead bodies are. You're in a bad place. And I'm like, I thought this was the good place. I didn't know where I was going.
I tried a game of Capture the Flag for the first time. In Black Ops, and of course, you know, I'm ranked like nothing, so I have, you know, the piddly, you know, crappy weapons, and so I jump into the map, and I'm like, alright, here we go, and before I even finish the thought, I'd already been capped in the head by somebody with a sniper. I'm like, this is gonna be awesome, and literally, every time I revived, it was just pat, I'm like, this is just not fun. Like,
there's no way it was the same sniper. They probably had two on the team.
I know, but, you know, it's stuff like that where I'm like, you know, obviously if I'm coming in, okay, and I'm ranked nothing, could you at least do some matchmaking where I'm coming in with people who are ranked nothing as well?
The thing is about that now, because you're so late into coming into the multi, it's not going to happen. Everyone who's played and plays religiously has at least prestiged twice by now, if not three or four times.
How the hell am I supposed to prestige? You know, just because, what if I'm broke and I have no money and my parents
that
had to save
not,
all year to get me this game?
That is not Black Ops' problem. That is your problem.
Well, you know what? It is Black Ops' problem.
It is not Black Ops'
now
problem.
Now it has a sad. But it's the multiplayer thing. I would absolutely miss that piece of it with the retro games. You know, I would love to have a Mario game, a real Mario game, and not the co-op one that exists right now where, you know, you have the different suits and you propeller and you go through the land and all that kind of stuff. But I would love to have a multiplayer co-op Mario experience where somebody gets to be Daisy and somebody gets to be Luigi and somebody
Daisy's
gets to be Mario.
Daisy's not real.
Listen.
Daisy was only made because they realized Luigi was straight and that they'd have to give him a princess eventually, because there's no way that they were going to go and make a triangle between the one princess and the two brothers, because...
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Prince, what's that song, Two Princes? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Was that Spin Doctors?
I can't... Wow. That's recorded. Just so you know.
What's that?
You need to stop. Like, wow. All right, bus, go back this way.
No, really, though. Was that right?
Yes. Wow. Turning the bus. We're going back down this
way. Okay, sorry.
So, yeah, I said the newer stuff. And my friend was really surprised because he thought for sure I was going to say the old stuff. And I said, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. We wouldn't be where we are today with games and consoles and the industry being where it is without the stuff that came before. Just like, and you could say the same thing with music, and you could say the same thing with movies. But I enjoy playing video games more today because of that multiplayer thing and the ability to communicate with people that I'm playing with over the internet, to meet new people that I normally wouldn't meet that share this common passion. But
how much good contact have you had in your multiplayer experience?
I've had some. I mean, you know, trolls ruin everything, right?
You should meet a cannibal troll that eats other trolls. Because they exist.
Okay, look, seriously. You know, I mean, to be fair, it's been probably...
3 weeks?
3 months?
Well, that's hard.
Since I've had, like, a gameplay experience where I was playing with people that I absolutely didn't know. And, no, I take that back. It's been a month. It's been a month, because that's when I did my first Capture the Flag with Black Ops. It was last month. And, you know, that experience was actually fairly positive, because...
Outside of that one dude you said who was all like, I'm going to, like, jizz on your bees.
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, oh my god, there's a girl here.
I'm going to smack her in the face with my cock.
Actually, that's close to what he said. I was just like,
go really? Make me a sandwich.
I was like, really?
Like,
really?
Don't make me smack you with my... I would have been like, I'll smack you with my ovaries.
I just turned my mic off. What was nice was that there was one guy that chimed up. It was like, dude, don't be like that.
Don't be like that. Just show her a picture of your dick later.
He didn't say that. It was actually kind of nice.
He probably messaged that.
I mean, that's probably what he did. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, that's going to happen in anything you do. Just like when, you know, back in the day when there were chat rooms on AOL and stuff like that, there was always people that came in, you know, age, sex, location.
Yeah,
you know,
ASL.
You know,
ASL.
I mean, there's always the asshole that ruins it for people. But I do enjoy playing with my friends and the people that I've met through our community, through the All Games community, you know, the other video game journalists that we know. I enjoy playing with those guys. And it's really cool that I got to meet them because of the medium. So, yeah, I picked today.
Wow, I'm really surprised. I know. You, like, rock vintage everything.
I do. I, you know.
Well, I mean, except for your tech. Your tech is now.
My tech
is. Well, your style is
very
vintage.
I totally have some vintage tech, though.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm actually quite surprised by your response.
My friend was surprised, too. And then we had this whole other debate about, you know, remakes of, you know, the classic game versus today's game. And I just think that, you know, I appreciate the past. I don't live in it. And I think that...
I don't remember my past, which is why I don't live in mine.
Well, that's good. That's probably for the best. But I'd like to know what you guys think. So... The games of yesteryear.
We'll post it on our group on Facebook, and you can answer there.
Or the games of today. Yes, community manager. Let's make that happen.
Yes.
Yay. All right. Not this moment.
Oh.
We have other things to do.
Well, I could have done it from my phone. They wouldn't have even known if you hadn't said nothing.
You just now gave it away.
Yeah, well.
All right. So, moving on. Games and anime stuff. I actually have been playing a game.
Wait, we should do small announcements of game stuff first before you go into your review.
All right.
Like, oh my god, guys, Harmonix, they're finally releasing my favorite song by Def Leppard. Can you believe it? Well, if you can't, it's true. It's true, really.
Oh, Pandalicious, you're so adorable. You used to get so pissed at me every time I do a DLC announcement for Rock Band.
And I'm like, who's playing Rock Band? And then this one came out, I was like, oh my god, what the fuck, BBQ, Def Leppards. No, but really, they're releasing a Def Leppards pack. I think it's going to have Rock of Ages on it.
Yep.
It's also going to have my favorite song, photograph. I'm totally buying this shit, y'all. And I'm on unemployment, so you know I ain't got much. All right? So.
You just put your business out there like, and
you know. I don't care. I don't care.
And you know bitch ain't got no money.
Nope.
But I'm still.
But I'm real, and I'm going to be real with
our
audience.
I'm DTP. I'm down to points.
Yeah. Yep. So, yep, that's my announcement. I'm broke.
And it ain't no joke.
But I am getting this pack for this particular song. I've been waiting years.
You don't even own the game. So here's the deal.
Wait, it's for Rock Band 3?
Yes.
Shit, now I have to go and buy the game too.
Ka-duh.
Oh.
How about this? How about I buy the pack?
Then I have to play with you. I'm just kidding.
I am about to literally put my fist through your cheek.
I'm just kidding. Of course I'll play with you. I love Rock Band and music and stuff. I'm just joking. But I'm so excited, and I hope there are people out there who are just excited as I am.
So the DLC pack drops on the 9th, which is Tuesday.
What?
And we will more than likely be playing the F-balls out of Rock Band all
especially
week
Photograph on Expert, because I'm singing that bitch.
I love it, because I'm singing that.
I'm singing it and guitar, but I'm going to sing it first and master it that way, and then I'm going to guitar the balls out of it.
Balls.
And I'm spelling balls B-A-W-L-Z's.
Yes, because you're elite like that.
Yes.
No, but I think it's really interesting. You know, you look at the different packs that are coming out now of known bands, and it's really, I have to give my hat, you know, I have to give a tip of my hat to Harmonix, because it's definitely not the same kind of stuff every week. You know, there's country stuff. I mean, there was a Snoop Dogg pack. Yeah, because it was a live version. With okay. full band oh. of Beautiful.
That's why. Okay.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
I just want you to know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was a live band
I'm
version.
I'm in a singing mood today.
Yeah, you are. You are, actually, which is,
like
you know, kind of
I like to sing
cool.
about the moon and the June and the spring.
Do you like to sing of a cloud for two and a tea for two?
Yeah.
Anything with a swinger and a I love you?
Well, not the I love you, but definitely the swinging.
What the fuck you mean you don't love me? Anyway.
I love you. You're my sister.
Yes. When I... buy you things.
No! I love you when you don't buy me things. I just don't tell you that.
Well, you should work on that. Anyway, drama! Don't put it on Twitter. Don't you put it on Twitter. So anyway, I think that it's really interesting to have that. Obviously, Catherine's still doing really well.
Yep.
She's been getting rave reviews from everyone playing, and I think that it just speaks to how hungry the community is for
something
different. You know, you look at Bastion, which has just been getting all kinds of coverage, From Dust, which is getting some phenomenal things said about it. I'm actually probably going to pick that up after I get the Def Leppard pack so that you don't kill me.
I'm not going to kill you if you don't buy it.
Oh, no, I'm going to buy it because I've been waiting for Def Leppard to hit the Rock Band, too.
I thought you always laughed at me when I would sing Photograph. So which song in the pack is what's got you going, I'm going to buy this? Because I know it's not Photograph, because that's mine.
Yeah, no.
Is it Rock of Ages?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I had to say.
Dude. Come on, I grew up in the 80s. Of course I fucking loved Def Leppard.
I grew up in the 80s.
No, you were born mid-80s.
I existed in the mid-80s.
Okay? I lived through all the one-hit wonders that you call retro.
Shut up.
Yeah. So anyway, no, I'm really excited about Def Leppard. You know, I would love to have a little more Poison and a little more Warrant on there.
I'd love some Poison.
Like just the band, obviously.
Yes, I know the band.
So I'm just saying that for, you know, the podcast people. I would love to have some more of that. I mean, I would love to have some of the...
Whitesnake?
I wasn't huge with Whitesnake, but definitely...
Death.
Greensryche would be awesome. I'm just saying. But I'd also like to see some of the 80s R&B stuff, you know, because there was a lot of things, especially with the keyboard, there was a lot of synth going on in
the
80s.
I hear any more. Okay. If I like, hear any more
dude,
talking heads tonight.
Hey, don't fuck with talking heads.
I'm just saying.
That's some
Ninja.
Good shit.
If I hear any more.
You know what surprises me, though? That they don't have. They might be giants.
You know the day that comes, so much geek panties and trow is just gonna fall right
off.
But
I'm surprised that, like, there's no They Might Be Giant stuff on Rock Band. I'm really surprised. Because first, I would buy the shit out of it, and then I would play the shit out of it. We all would. I mean, just remember how crazy we were all like, there's Jonathan Coulton music coming to Rock Band.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Seriously.
For sure.
For shizzy. So, you know, that I think that's the bulk of it. Obviously, we're getting closer and closer to Rage coming out. There are some more trailers that have been released for...
We're getting closer to Gears, too, slowly but surely.
I know, they're actually releasing an additional weapon piece.
If you like them on Facebook, you get to unlock another character that I think you can play in Horde.
I think it's a Horde.
Yeah, in Horde.
So,
or I think you actually might be just the multiplayer facet. But
yeah, but then
if you
that
like
means
on,
that I have to link my Facebook to them.
Yeah, but it's Gears. Why haven't you done it anyway?
Well, I think I like Gears 2 on Facebook. I mean, no, as far as getting the character in your game, that means that you must have to link your Facebook on your Xbox so that they know that you like...
Oh,
see what I mean?
Yeah, never mind.
See what I mean? That's what
I'll
I meant.
I'll just wait until they make him... Viable.
I'll wait till they make the character viable.
Yeah.
Sigh, hiss, boo. / sadness. So, into the actual stuff to talk about this.
What?
Episode.
That's something we should have announced. We were excited about it.
Well, yeah, we are. I'm not saying name. Don't get snippy. You know I love you. Okay. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool. Everybody happy, settle. All right. Mm. So, games, anime. It's what we do. It's how we roll. So let's talk about some of that shizzle.
Okay.
On the Rizzy. I don't know where that came from. I apologize.
It went from a place deep inside your heart.
It did.
And then around the corner.
And then around the corner. So game stuff. I actually been looking at my backlog.
No, really?
Yeah.
Let's see. You've got my Dragon Age down here. You have my LA Noir down here. It's oh so quiet. It's so still. Shh. I don't know the rest of the lyrics. It was peaceful until. And then she goes crazy.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I love Bjork.
Zig boom.
I love Bjork. I do. All right, so game stuff, backlog. Here we go. No more tangents.
I stopped.
For at least like 5 seconds.
I stopped.
All right. So looking at my backlog, I figured that, you know, it's time for me to actually attempt some of these things. And we're into kind of the doldrum area of the summer when it comes to games, because we're really few and far between on big name titles. You know, everyone's talking about Madden now. Looking forward to that. Dude, there's lots of people that love the Madden.
I know.
I respect the Madden. I just don't have the...
Mental capacity?
Mental fortitude to really... I'm not even going to lie. To play that in anything other than quick drill, I get bored with, okay, now I've got to sub this guy out because he's fatigued, but, you know, his stats aren't as good, so
you
I'm going to
work
him...
on your penetration.
Yeah, my penetration doesn't need any work.
Oh.
My... Stop it. You know, okay, but he's not as good of a receiver as the guy I'm replacing him with, so I'm not going to have him and set him up as my deep receiver, because then he won't catch any of the balls
deep,
that I throw.
Deep ball receiver, got it. And this is why Panda does not play football.
Yes.
I'm like, so you want me to ball deep penetrate him? What?
Wait, huh? What?
Like just me?
By myself? Okay.
It's like, I'm gonna try.
See, there we go. Down a tangent again. All right.
Sorry.
Games. Doldrums. Summertime. Not a lot of, you know, A titles until holiday creeping up on us, which isn't that far away. September is just around the corner. But we're really kind of in the period of the year where it's just like, okay, so what are we gonna do? And rather than, you know, revisit some other things that I had in my GameFly queue and try to get them rush sent, I figured, let me take a look at my backlog, because there are a bunch of games that, you know, I've had either that, you know, I'm borrowing from you that I haven't even started yet that I need to, and games that, you know, I've gotten in from either review units or, although those are few and far between these days, or things that I just picked up that I'd always intended to play because they were, you know, cheap and blah, 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 and just hadn't got around to it. So I finally picked up one that really wasn't my style.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. But I loved the artwork so much that I really wanted to give the game a shot. So the game that I'm talking about today is called Magna Carta 2. It's actually based off of a game called Magna Carta 1. Surprise. Actually, or just Magna Carta.
Yeah.
Magna Carta actually was on the PS PlayStation system. I played a demo of it on the PS2 back in the day when I had my PlayStation Magazine subscription and then we'd send demo discs with every issue. And it wasn't for me. Now, when I say that, it's RPG. And I believe there was even a Magna Carta version that was on the PC, but I have to go back and double check that. But the animation style, fantastic. I mean, it's your typical JRPG base. In Magna Carta 2, you have your traditional things that are going on. You've got weird named characters, but they all look amazing. The detail is phenomenal. Definitely Final Fantasy-esque character models, for sure. You have different races, different classes, but your core things are the same. You have your fighting type, you have your brute type, you have your magic type, you have your elfin type, and the story is interesting to start off with, at least for me. The main character that you find in the game is called Juto, and Juto's on this island, and the opening actually kind of reminded me, as far as the gameplay goes, of Kingdom Hearts, because Juto's on this island. It's really pretty, sunny. He's sleeping in a boat. And
he's on a boat?
He was on a boat.
Okay.
And it was being brought up to the city because the city's off of a cliff. And he's been living in the city for the longest time, and he has amnesia.
Wait, so he's been living in the city a long time with amnesia, or he just got amnesia but was living in the city before the amnesia?
First one.
So he's been living in the city with, I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, still don't know.
He was found basically by this chick named Melissa who lives in the city. And she helped him get healthy again, but he had amnesia, so he can't remember who he is or anything like that. And so your first missions are basically to teach you how to use your character, move around.
How to use your arms.
Basically, how do I walk? How do I talk?
How do I get up this thing with this metal thing hanging out of it? Climb the fucking ladder! There's a thing called a ladder. Fucking use it.
Thank you. Okay.
End of tutorial one.
And so, you know, Juto is a typical Ute. He, even though he doesn't remember things, he just wants to be lazy and stuff like that. And Melissa is very much a big sister type
of
him.
You have to be out in the world and provide for yourself.
And you gotta do stuff. And you don't be lazy and help people out and blah, blah, blah.
Be a good person. Be a good doobie. I saved you from damnation. Now you go save the world from damnation.
Okay? Exactly. Exactly. And
make sure you bring clean underwear.
At the same time, on away from this island called Highwind Island, you meet Zeffy, who Zeffy's not had a good life.
Isn't she a pretty, pretty princess?
She is a pretty, pretty princess, but there was a guy.
Oh, God, did he get her knocked up and then he ran away?
No.
Did he die?
No.
Was he not royal?
He was not royal and decided that he wanted to rule. And
so he married her and then kicked her out of the kingdom?
No, he killed her family, starting with her mother, who was the queen, and then took over the land.
Wait, did he marry her mother?
No, he just killed her and the rest of her
family. Then how is that going to make him king?
He usurped the throne and nearly killed Zeffy and banished her.
So he didn't really love her, but he fake.
No,
loved
he
her.
Never loved her. Never fake loved her. He just literally was, you know, a dude in the palace and just decided, fuck these hoes. I want to rule. And so he
I
want to
rule, but I'm not killing anybody.
I know. That's why I said he's a dude and he was a bad dude. Her life has not been nice. He killed her mommy.
And not only her mom.
And, you know, dad and took over the land with his little minions who had some tech that other people didn't have. And so Zeffy was basically saved by this guy from the south named Alex. And so now you have these two armies. You have the Northern Army, the bad guys, underneath this Schlossheim.
Please don't tell me that the Southern Army is the good army.
Yeah, the Southern Army is the good army. The Northern Army is the bad army.
The bad!
JRPG. What are you going to do?
Right.
Right. So, Zeffy is trying to, along with another character that you meet, Argo, who is a Trewa, who basically is your brute, kind of looks like a horned hippo standing up. Because he's got like a funky horn.
See, I would have thought a chimera minus the snake tail.
Oh, that too. That too. Kind of,
sort of.
Again, but with a big like rhino horn. Because
he has chimeras have the...
yeah, on the heads, but he has a rhino horn on his nose.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture, and I mean, I see the horns from the side, but I don't see the
horn. Whenever he talks, you can actually see it, and he's got, like, a rhino horn on his nose. At first, I was like, wow, his face is funny, and then I realized, oh, no, it's a rhino horn thingy.
What is that horn even good for?
We're not going to answer that.
Unless he has a charge attack.
Let's move along. Well, he does, because you can kind of run into people, but the reason that I picked this up was, one, the animation style and the art style was amazing. The game came with a art book, which was really, really gorgeous to look at, and as you know, I enjoy games with art books. And
you like art books.
I do. I like,
again, but yeah, this game does not, this seems more my stuff than your
definitely,
stuff.
Definitely more your stuff, but one of the main reasons that I continued to play it after I got through the tutorial things was that it's not your classic
turn-based RPG. Which
it
we
is
already
an
know
action RPG.
Your, right. So
yeah. And so that allowed me to stay in it some more.
Right. So you can run around.
Yeah, you can run around, and I don't have to, you know, just attack and then, you know, sit there and take it and wait for somebody else to attack and then go back and attack. And as far as hopping into place and that kind of thing. But it does have some mechanics in it that make it function a little bit that way, so anyone who is used to playing a classic RPG isn't going to feel like they don't know what they're doing or that the world is too open or loose to get around in. So
wait, is it sandboxy, or is it linear, or is it open box enough that you don't recognize the linear?
It's linear.
All right, so they lead you down a path. It's like, hey, go here. Hey. Here too. Oh, go over here now.
It's linear in the, okay, you've done this. Now the next thing that's coming up is this. Before you do this, you can walk around the city and, you know, do some tasks for other people that will net you some money or XP
So you can grind now if you want to.
Right.
But if you don't, you can go to the forest and face stuff
so
with levels
not,
you don't know about.
Exactly. So it's not open.
But it's open enough to make you feel like it could possibly be open.
Right. Like, there are areas that you'll try to go in and like, no, actually, I can't go in there right now. And your character will literally, like, bang a bitch and turn right around and start walking away from
you.
Got it. And you're like, no, I want to go in there. It's like, oh, but I got to finish this quest. Whooping! Turn around. So, what I like most about the game is that the story is actually pretty, you know, interesting. Again, once you get past some of the names of people, which I don't understand why everyone has to have, like, a completely exotic name.
Because this is fantasy.
I know it's fantasy, but...
Could you imagine, like, oh man, I'm in this alternate reality with Zeffy and Juto and Argo and that dude Bill.
Well, if everybody had just, like, a regularish name, then
it's like,
it would be
like, I'm
best.
Bill, I'm Mary, I'm Joe, I'm Sophilus.
Sophilus and Gonoria.
And Gonoria. Like, come on.
No, I'm just... All I'm saying
because
is...
Because this is the only place where people can experiment with the 26 letters in our alphabet to try to make something that we can't pronounce.
All right, so, I mean, I've got Celestine, who is a character that ends up joining your party at one point. I don't have a problem with her name.
No.
I don't really have a problem with Chriselle's name, but...
I don't like his voice actor. He sounds cocky. I'm like, shut
he
up,
sounds like
Flame
an anime.
Lord. Yeah, I know. He sounds like somebody I know that I don't like in anime,
well,
but I don't...
Well, the voice actor for Chriselle, as well as Juto and Zeffy, sound like other characters I know that I've heard in anime.
Probably
series.
From ADV.
I just can't place them. But
when you beat the game, they'll show you the cast.
Yep, that's true. But I really, really do enjoy the game, and I find that it is challenging in a way that doesn't make me just want to throw it out of the window, which is typically what a lot of RPGs do for me. So I would say if you haven't played Magna Carta 2 and you enjoy action RPGs at all, it is absolutely worth a rent. I'm really enjoying my experience with it. I'm still on the first disc. It is a two-disc game on the Xbox system. That's still
two discs less than Lost Odyssey.
Which isn't on my list, actually, to run through.
It's a great game, but it's heavily text-based. So if you have glasses, I suggest you
clean them. Oh, I find myself, like, going through the conversations.
No, it's not. Yeah, I noticed. The few times you were playing it, I was like, I'd like to understand what's going on here. And, of course, the minute she stops, the guy's like, let's go. I'm like, thanks.
I know. I was like, okay, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, no, here's the reason why. Because it's my only pet peeve with this game. Okay, Juto is a whiny bitch. Like, literally, there was a conversation where Zephy or Curcell or Argo would say something, and Judo's response was, and I'm like, really? It was like rocking.
How do you know he just wasn't, you know, wait, what about, oh, the road call?
Yeah, I was like, I felt like he was rocking.
Oh, Winkle!
Like, literally, he's like, princess? I was like, shut up!
Excuse me, princess.
So I was just like, okay, we're not doing this. Because, like, literally, like, there are conversations where they'll have, you know, the character fly in from the left or the right. So as they're doing deep dialogue, I guess in an effort to not make it a three-disc game, you will
have... And not make it text-based.
Yeah, you will have... all the characters will appear on the screen in a still image. And then the characters that, as they are having their dialogue, will pop into frame on top of that. And then they will have their, you know, conversations at each other across the screen. And so you have to hit the next button as they finish their sentence. Or, you know, if you just want to skip over, you just, like me, keep hitting A. And so literally there was one conversation that went on for about a minute and a half because all four members in the party were talking to each other.
Right.
But every other response from Juto was was either with like an ellipses, and so I was waiting, and I expected that when I hit the button, it would finish his thought, but it would pop the other person in. So literally, there was a conversation of, "Well, I don't think he should be in the party," and then Juto, and then the princess, no, we need his power. You know, we need his help, and then because we need more people to fight, and then Juto would be like, "I don't know if I want to fight," and he's like, "But we need you." Well, I don't like you. I don't like you. I'm like, really, really, like...
Girls, you're both pretty.
I feel like I wanted to reach and just be like, could you just have, like, maybe
could a pair of testicles? Could you, like, shut the fuck up and drop your nuts so we can get on with this journey?
Because I'm going to tell you right now, the party is just starting here, so you
all need I want is your photograph. All I got to say about that.
You just need to start having a pair of balls, basically.
Like, you want the ones off my truck?
Here you go. Yeah, here you go. So, other than that, which is why I skip the dialogue a lot of times, but I try to listen to it. I really, really enjoy the game. It's absolutely, absolutely worth a rent. If you haven't run through it before, I would say if you've got Gamefly, throw it in your queue.
I'm totally going to steal it when you're done.
Oh, yeah, dude. I totally need to play it. Especially because it's so up your alley. But it's
I need something up my alley.
I'm not even addressing that. But yeah, I'm actually really glad that I picked it up and put it in the system and, forced myself to get through the tutorial to really get into the gameplay because I do find that I enjoy it. You know, I'm having to chain attacks. And so one of the things that helps for me is that I have the ability to, when I overheat a character, which is once they've expended, too much energy, they can no longer attack and they actually are stunned for a couple seconds and can't move, I can actually, switch to another member of my party and then magnify their attack as long as I can pull off a special attack. Everyone in my party will then regain some HP and some SP, which is a really interesting mechanic for me because it really makes me have to watch my whole party. And it makes me have to use other members in my party so that everyone actually levels at the same rate. And that's one thing that I didn't like about Kingdom Hearts is that you really weren't forced outside of a few specific times to use anybody else in your party except for Sora. Really.
Right.
You know, except for some key things that only Donald could do and only Goofy could do. And then in certain worlds, only... other
the specialty characters
could do. Outside of that, you could play Sora the entire effing game.
Well, because even though he was repairing their worlds, he was essentially still the main protagonist of all of them.
Right, but you didn't have to switch. In this game, you do have to switch characters. And that means that they will level typically all at the same rate, which is cool.
Right.
Without me having to focus and go, okay, I need to play as blah, blah, blah for the next 10 minutes. I need to make this character the leader because they're two levels behind everyone else, which means they're going to just get swamped in the next fight and blah, 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 blah. But it also allows me to, because I'm forced to play as other characters, learn their moves, really, and learn their weaknesses and their chain attacks well. And I like that. I don't feel like I'm being overwhelmed with characters and overwhelmed with the management of them. It's very easy to set the AI and say, okay, this person, when the AI is controlling them, they should be focused on healing so that if I don't realize that people are dying,
somebody else
can actually trigger the item as long as they're not overheated and heal people.
Right.
And the AI actually does a pretty decent job of managing that. I highly recommend Magna Carta 2. Created by Namco Bandai, so you know it's got to be good.
Panda? Well, I mean, in terms of games, I'm still playing Catherine, so I don't want to talk too much about that since I
don't want to talk about the gamey, because you're still playing gamey.
Well, I'm in normal now, and there is obviously a big difference between the puzzle arrangement. When you do finally beat the game, depending on how well you navigated your puzzles, this will open up for you Colosseum, which is the competitive wall climbing and puzzle solving. It also will now go and explain to you the concepts of Babel, which is the cooperative, where you can bring somebody in to play a level with you. I thought, I could totally just jump into a Babel game with somebody, get generally matched up and run through it. It's not that simple. Like, just to go through Babel, which is the competitive, both players have to, at least, to open the first arena, because there's several different arenas with different types of puzzles in them. In order to even unlock the first one, you have to have a gold trophy on a level in normal. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. To even unlock the cooperative. So, for you to play with somebody, both you and I would both have to have Catherine, and we both would have to get a gold trophy on a level.
Are you F-ball kidding me?
No, I wish I were. So I was like, oh man, I'm like, I can't even go into the first thing because I don't have a gold trophy on any of the puzzles in normal yet.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
So each one has a criteria for opening up the next one.
Oh.
So I'm like, wow. So that means in order to get the full, playthrough of Catherine, I must become a Catherine wizard and get golds in everything, because eventually one of the arenas, I'm going to have to get gold trophies in hard, which I can't even fathom how that's going to happen.
God bless you. And may the
Lord take
you. Man,
I was looking forward to just bronzing it up. Like, I made it. It's like, I made it.
Yay!
I survived after 15
you
times of
survived.
Dying. But,
yeah, I don't think I'm going to play Catherine.
It's fun, though. I should bring it down, because I actually think you'd enjoy it.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It sounds like
a lot
of work.
It's satisfying, though. Just like Demon's Souls, which you also did not play. But this is Atlas's
MO. Wait,
did you
give me Demon's Souls?
No, because you won't play, because it's for the PS3, and I haven't seen you even turn on your
PS3. Dude, I haven't turned my PS3 on since the hack.
Yeah, so there's no point in me bringing
PS3. So I probably ought to do that.
So if I brought Catherine down, I'd have to play it and make you watch me play it for you to even see it.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, it doesn't, actually.
Now that you say that out loud.
Yeah, I probably should do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my experience with Catherine as of late.
That you said you weren't going to talk about.
No, I just wanted to talk about that part of Catherine, not my actual gameplay, but the unlocking of the competitive and cooperative.
Okay.
Because I couldn't talk about that the first time I talked about it, because I hadn't done it yet.
Right. Dig it.
Anyway.
Got it.
So, now on to my main piece. I did watch
which is anime.
Yep. They have now gone and put some new animes up there
on
the Netflix for streaming.
Animes!
They
on
brought
the Netflix!
Chobits. Chobits is now
available. Yeah, I saw
streaming.
That, so I guess I probably ought to watch it, because I've never watched it.
You should. It's dubbed, too.
Oh.
It's dubbed.
So that means Eshmom could watch it.
I've tried to get her to watch it, but
she
the first
watch the Chobits.
She watched the first episode, and then when Simona was like, porno sites. She was like, porno sites. And I'm like, and we're done. And that's that. But that's available.
Pumpkins. Wait, is there porno in that?
No, but they're two 18-year-old boys in Tokyo with Persicoms, which are personal computers that look like chicks, that can access porn. So, of course, they'd be like, man, you should totally check out the porno sites because they're dudes.
Right. Dudes like the porno.
Yeah, and girls like Pottery Barn.
Actually, I'm a Restoration Hardware fan.
Yeah, me too. Myself. Restoration Hardware.
Yeah.
Because I like hardware. Yes, I do. Anyway.
Or Crate and Barrel.
I love Crate and
Barrel. Crate and Barrel.
Anyway, tangent.
Tangent. Container Store is pretty awesome.
But too. Pumpkin Scissors was also made available for instant streaming.
Wait, what?
Pumpkin Scissors.
Wait. Isn't that fucked up one that you talked about, like, episodes and episodes ago?
Probably even 2 years ago. But it's so animes that I was watching through procured measures at my college 2 or 3 years ago are now becoming available on streaming for Netflix. So go check those out. I actually picked the first one I saw is the one I'm going to talk about called Air Gear. And I know that Magic Mystic Girl had talked about this back in like 2006.
I talked about it too. Yeah. I was watching it.
Yeah. So you both had talked about it and I was like, it doesn't sound like it's for me.
I know. Literally, you're like, no, fuck that.
Literally. And then I saw it, and I'm like, it was really funny because I saw the cover art and I was like, what's this? Oh, Air Gear. I've got nothing to do. I'm unemployed. I'll watch it. So I turn it on and I'm like, I fucking love this. And I marathoned it that day. Like, I got through it that day. And Ash Mom's like, are you leaving the couch? And I'm like, nope. Not today.
Yep.
But anyway, so.
I'm surprised you weren't like, Mom, meatloaf.
Because I don't want to eat meatloaf on the couch. Mom, ramen. How do I make that? Never mind, I'll do it. Anyway.
That means you would have to leave
the couch. I know, which would have broken my stance on the matter. But I obviously didn't eat ramen because I did not move from the couch.
Oh my god, day. Ramen sounds so good right now.
I know, it does. Wow. So there's about 26 episodes. Yep. I think two of them are like more special episodes than actual arc related episodes.
Yep.
And they go through and they're showing you the main character of Itsuki Miname.
Scooby Doo, where are you?
Yeah. But they call him Iki for short.
Yep.
And sometimes they'll nickname him Babyface or Little Crow.
Yep.
And he has this little crow called Koo, who sometimes flies around him or sits in his hair.
Yes.
And, you know, he's kind of got this attitude. He's a part of this gang from his school. He's got this cred that he needs to, like, you know, represent and keep in good standing. And literally in the first episode, he's getting his ass beat. And he gets his ass beat pretty bad to the point where they shove firecrackers up his butt.
Yep.
And I'm like, ow. But anyway, he's got these two friends that are in this gang for the school. And during the day, they kind of run things. And no one really gives him, you know, guff. He lives with these three hot chicks, which at first I'm like, oh, great. They all want his nuts. But only one of them really wants his nuts.
Yeah, only one of them actually wants his nuts.
You know, and she's not even like, oh, I can't let him know that I want his nuts. Like, every other comment out of her mouth is like, oh, I can't stand you, but I'm so in love with you. And I'm like, does this
passive-aggressive much?
She's like passive love-aggressive. She's like, I'm so angry, but I want you. It's like that. It's really funny.
Yeah, her name's Ringo.
Yeah. But anyway, so one day he's roaming around the house and he sees that there's like a room that like he's never been in, which I mean, he's been in the house for like 10 years.
Yeah, but amazingly enough, there's a room that he's actually never been like, oh, hey, let me open this door.
You know, and he goes into this room and there's all these skates in there. And in this universe, there's this technology called Air Treks. It's based around the airline inline skates.
Yeah.
And pretty much there are people who will spend loads of money on these skates. They have these motors in them that allow you to pretty much pick up your speed and do these amazing tricks.
Think of the electric bike, but electric rollerblades.
And they're not even rollerblades because they only have two balls.
Yeah, they only have two
wheels. They're balls. I wouldn't even call them wheels. They're like balls. And you can make them thinner so they look more like wheels, but
yeah,
they all seem
the
kind of...
Yeah, regalia is thinner.
Yeah, but I mean, one of the people in them wears, like, these little mini tanks. So sometimes they're not even wheels. Sometimes they're, like, tracks of, like...
Yeah, the big dude
something
wears
else.
Tank.
Yeah, because he's a big dude. But anyway, Iki has never had any interest in them, but he's like, whoa, why do these chicks have air tracks? I didn't know. You know, and there were these stickers with them, and he's like, oh, that's pretty cool. So, you know, he slaps one on... And he grabs a pair of these skates. He's like, I want to learn how to do this. So he steals these air treks, and he's adventuring with them, and he's trying to figure out how they work. And he begins to really get the knack of it. And it's like, oh, this is so much fun. I feel like I can fly. And, you know, he keeps seeing this chick with pink hair.
And I think, what's her name? Simca.
Yeah.
The sparrow. And, like, he just watches her because she does all these amazing maneuvers in the air and she hardly ever touches the ground. So, you know, he's kind of obsessed with her, and the girl at the house, Ringo, is kind of like, why the hell are you looking at her for? Like, bitch, look at this hot piece of ass, right? Like, he...
Well, you gotta take a step back, because as he's doing this gaining stuff, and then he gets busted by the girl.
Yeah.
In the house, because he, you know, fucks up the skates, and fucks up some other shit.
Well, he doesn't fuck up the skates until later, because he meets up, he finds out there's this meetup with all these people who have air tracks that are part of these, like... I don't want to say they're gangs, but they're kind of like skate gangs.
They're skate gangs.
And he sees the hot pink hair chick, and all these other guys are slapping their, like, stickers on her, and she's just kind of like, whatever. And he's like, oh, I've got a sticker. I want to, you know, touch her, too. And, she, you know, he kind of goes up to her and asks, and she's like, only if you can catch me. So, you know, she plays into that whole thing, and he catches up to her, and he smacks her with a sticker, but the sticker hits another gang sticker, which is apparently... the rule for challenging another gang with these emblems. He doesn't know. He has no idea that there are so many intricate things going on with these stickers and these air track gangs. So the guy who was beating him up earlier in the episode happens to be the gang leader for the emblem that he challenges, air quotes. So he's like, oh, I can do that. And mind you, he's all by himself. He's not in a gang. And you find out that the emblem that he's holding is a very well-known, popular... big deal emblem. So the other members of this other team are like, oh my god, we're totally gonna beat this guy up and take this emblem and we're gonna rock. And some of the rules about, you know, emblem battles is if you lose your emblem, you have to disband your group and you can no longer, you know, compete and no longer ride your air tracks. So he's like, you know, he's not thinking a big deal about it, but the other girls find out that he's one taking these skates. And they find out that he's now engaged in this battle that could potentially, you know, make them have to disband.
And this is what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
That the girls that he's living with are actually...
So this elite air track gang.
Yes.
And you find out that there's this whole chain. There are these 8 roads that each have a king on the top of them. Each of the kings have what Ninja was talking about called a regalia, which are a special pair of air tracks with some type of entity in them or some type of hardware tech in them that make them special. Like there's one, you know, it's a fang regalia, which allows someone to curb the air and actually make it like a tangible air wave that you could actually like stand on, and it actually has a lot of force behind it. There's the flame regalia, which pretty much allows, you know, the wearer to ignite the air with fire or wherever they cross with fire. They don't even go in through all the regalia in the episodes, which doesn't make sense because, I mean, I think there must be another season that they just haven't even released because there's too much going on. So, I mean...
There's a lot going on. You have all the stuff that's going on in Iki's house with... the girls that are there, because you're like, okay, well, why is he living with these 4 girls? Like, doesn't he have parents? What's going on with that? Why does this one girl want to bang him, but she doesn't say that she wants to bang him, and she's always there? Then there's another character that ends up joining the group who always skates around pretty much with a straitjacket on, because he's kind of crazy, but only when his eye patch is on one eye, because when his eye patch is on the other eye, he's, like, sweet and docile and normal and, like...
And gay,
you know, and quite gay, actually.
Itsuki, we should bathe together.
And then when the eye patch is on the other eye, he's like
I want to fuck everybody
up. I want to kill you with my fang. And you're just like, what the hell?
It's like, is your fang your penis?
However, he always, like, towards the middle piece to the end.
He always comes through.
He does. He always comes through, like, every single time. It's like, badass. But he also ends up cross-dressing a lot more as you progress through.
Like, I thought you liked to wear dresses.
Yeah, he's just like, fuck you. And then you put the eye patch on the other, like, I feel so pretty. And just like, what the hell is going on there?
But believe it or not, like with the whole story.
And
the
dude with the whip just beating him. And he's like, supposedly
that's his brother. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, get in your cage, which is like a metal hamster ball.
You're just like,
It's like, I missed you so much. It's like, I miss hitting you so much.
Fucked up. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in Air Gear.
But, yeah. I mean, I actually really liked it because...
The music's amazing, though.
I love the opening song. Crash. I think it's Crash.
Yeah.
By,
I can't remember who it's by, but the music is amazing. It's not techno-y. It's more housey.
I guess, but I love it.
Housey tech fusion.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But anyway...
the reason why I really found myself really interested in this particular piece is, you know, Ikki, you know, gets this, you know, these, you know.
You say, you know, one more time, and I'm going to, you know, like, put my finger, like, you know, in
Ikki,
your ear.
Ikki is taken to this new hobby full force, and he develops skills and abilities really, really fast. And he's always like, I can do it, no matter the odds. I can do all this stuff. I am that confident in myself. And it made me think of Sora Nagino from Kaleidostar.
Kaleidostar.
And
yeah.
It did. It has a lot of acrobatics in the series.
Yeah.
And he's always pushing to strive, even though he doesn't care how beat up he gets.
Yeah.
Or what's at risk, he's going to do it.
And the thing that I liked about it was that the way that the character is always presented, he, even though he's a little bit stuck up on himself sometimes.
No, really?
Just like a little bit. He always is focused on being there for his friends. Like, there are so many episodes where his focus is coming through and either saving someone who's been there. You know, his ideals are very pure. And that's the thing for me that made the series enjoyable, because I was watching Air Gear at the same time that I was watching Kaleidostar. So the two lead characters really mirrored for me a lot.
They should date.
They should date and have magical
Air Trek Cirque du Soleil
babies.
But that's what I really liked about
it. We need to make Kaleidagear.
Kaleidagear. Yeah, where you're wearing the skates while you're flipping around in the air.
Yes, could you imagine
keeping death at bay.
Could you imagine the legendary
Great Maneuver?
Yeah.
Or the Angel Maneuver with Air Trek's on.
Yeah.
But that's really what was alluring about the series. You know, and at the very end of it, because, you know, a lot of stuff's going on, I don't want to spoil it, because I honestly think if you have Netflix and you have streaming, even if you don't, I think it is available for disc, but I think you should watch it. I think people would be pleasantly surprised by it. I mean, granted, it was released back in 2006, so, I mean, we're nearly 6 years from its initial release, but it's still very fresh
to
the eye.
So that should tell you right now that there's no second season.
I know, it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
But they didn't finish
the
story.
No, they didn't. Not at all. Not even close.
The way they left it off. I'm like,
you're
all right.
Like,
so does that mean he'll get that other regalia?
Or not?
It's
or
like, we
does
don't
that
even
mean
know?
Like this will happen? Or again, you don't want to give it away.
No.
But you're just like, okay, so there are this thing that you thought you were about to get the answer to doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, essentially he sees.
Again, you don't want to give it away.
No. But he sees something that leads him on the path, and you never meet the guy that he needs to trump to ascend. Like,
so
they never
I
don't care. Because they don't tell you who that guy is, so they're not going to. It's been nearly 6 years now. But you never know
so
who.
So you're pretty much telling people now.
Yeah,
everything.
That part.
That whole thing where you're like,
part.
I wasn't going to ruin it
that
for
part.
You.
But I didn't give any details because there aren't any. Surprise!
Spoiler-licious shows up.
There's
on the
so
show.
Many things I haven't even touched upon. So there's so many nuggets of
nuggets.
Awesomeness that you guys
nuggets.
Will definitely go and enjoy.
Nuggets.
So if you like animes, if you actually like really action-y ones that play off humor really well, but also balance that seriousness in it.
Yeah, it never points a finger at itself, but it does have a good balance of serious to comedy.
So, I mean, I don't think you'll be... I was never, never bored in an episode, ever. And there's no filler either. There's no, well, this is what happened in the first 23
yeah,
episodes.
That's another thing that I liked about it. There's absolutely
no
filler.
None. So, Air Gear, go check it out. It's on Netflix.
Streamy.
Or, I think it is available for a disc. But definitely go and watch that. I do not think you will be disappointed.
So, there you have it. Two thumbs up.
Well, now that makes four for us. Four thumbs up.
All right, fine. Four thumbs up. On Air Gear.
On Air Gear.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that was a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
Gotta say. If you want to hear about other things that we're checking out and, you know, sharing opinions on and reviewing, make sure that you hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That is ESH.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. Any comments on the articles or any questions for us, go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes for free. Put us in at the music store. Hit that lovely subscribe button and enjoy the fresh eshness.
So you did my part.
Yep.
So now I have to rejigger.
Yep. Repetition is how people learn.
I know, but you did my part. So I have no piece to repeat.
Oh.
There.
Oh, yeah, I did it. So, but if you don't want to go to iTunes,
this is what I'm saying.
I totally took it over.
Yep. If you do the whole thing now.
And if you don't want to do it that way, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But you should be looking for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
You want to do this part too?
Nope.
That's right. Well, new episodes of our show come out every week on Monday. You can catch a brand new episode of the Boston Bash Brigade podcast, which comes out on Tuesday and is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck for things that are more of a male persuasion perspective. I highly recommend it. They do game stuff, music, entertainment. It's awesome stuff. Highly say check them out. Then on Wednesday, you can follow that up with an episode of Geek Aggro, which is more nerdy in nature. There's gadgets and gizmos galore, plus, you know, some gaming things as well, hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. Then we have all the stuff that we write on our respective websites that you can check out. You can find it all conveniently in one place at landofesh.com or hit up our respectives, like I said. You can also check out the latest issue of our magazine at landofesh.com. I highly recommend that you cop that shit because it's awesome. And there's the Twitters, because we're there. If you want to see everyone that makes up the Land of Esh, just follow the list. You can find it on my Twitter page, twitter.com/ninja sister. I haven't made a Land of Esh Twitter. And I highly recommend that you follow everybody there. You can hit us up at facebook.com/landofesh to ask us questions, interact with us. We post things there all the time, photos, what we're trying. You know, if you want to suggest something that we should look into for a show, or as we asked recently this week, suggest a guest host to be on our show, make sure that you hit us up there on Facebook. And oh yeah, throw us a like, you know, because if you like us, you should, you know, let people know you like us. Don't keep that like love to yourself.
No,
because that's so.
Let your like flag fly.
Yeah, what she said. I'm not even going to attempt that. So, what shit you digging this week, Panda?
I am actually digging this movie that I watched on Netflix. It's a little odd in title, so don't judge me, or don't judge me out loud. It was called Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down. And yes, don't, like I said, no judgments out loud. No judgments out loud.
No judgments.
And it has Antonio Banderas in it, and it has subtitles. So I was like, oh, it's a foreign film. And it was actually Antonio Banderas in his younger, super hotter years, as opposed to now.
With his just hotness.
With his hot bee voice about allergies.
yeah, ever think a commercial would make you kind of go, ooh.
And literally the premise is he's a little disturbed, and he kidnaps a porn star and ties her up and tries to make her love him. And in a weird way, kind of succeeds.
So you're not doing a review of it?
Nope, that's it. That's what it was. Just it was an interesting title. I took a chance, and I was surprised.
Cool.
That's the shit I'm digging this week.
Tie me up, tie me down.
Tie me up, tie me down.
That's what Pandalicious is
digging. And what did you dig this week?
Well, outside of the game that I was playing, I actually have to say that I've been digging Tumblr a lot lately. You know, the microblog service.
Is that what you showed me that cute kitten on? That picture of the cute kitten in the hands? Was that a Tumblr?
Yes, that was a Tumblr page.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm just finding, like, lots of really cool random stuff. People are doing some really, really interesting things with Tumblr. You know, Selig Walla Fall Sandwich is actually a Tumblr page. So, you know.
Have you
PaulineWritingThings.com also.
The casual,
page.
I think there's, like, the casual dive, casuallydiving.com. Where people are now, instead of planking or owling, which I want to do, I dig owling too, by the way, because I want to do it. People are like getting on rooftops and are perching and just staring off into space like owls. And people are doing that instead of planking, since that guy like planked and fell off the side of something and died. I think there was like a big newsreel about it. But casuallydiving.com are people who are dressed up like in normal clothes.
This is going way too long.
I know. But I want to talk about it.
Well, can you talk about it on the website?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, fantastic. So, enjoy the week, folks. We'll be back next week with something awesome, brand new for you. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out of here.
Yeah.
think through your shit, you dings. You know we can't go along with these things.
But Casually Dog was so funny.
Well, then you should have made that the shit.
I know, but I wanted to talk about the movie.
Well, guess what? You gotta spread your shit.
Casually Dog. People are dressing up in normal clothes and, like, they're trying to look as relaxed as possible as they fall into pools. Like, they're placid pools. Like, this one guy got dressed up like he was going on a trip, and he literally is falling with, like, suitcases into his pool, and a bride who just got married in her wedding dress is leisurely falling into her pool. It is hilarious. Check it out. I'm being dead serious right now.